Good morning, everyone. George Watkins on this wonderful Tuesday morning. I greet you and bless you with all the blessings of heaven. Amen. Well, we are indeed on a journey that we know the conclusion of it and the end of it. The in-between, the start and the end of the journey is sometimes a mystery. What is God doing now? What's next? You know, how do we get out of this or into the next place that we're going? Okay, well, I tell you this, the walk of faith, even though we don't know exactly what's down the road, there's the gift of peace, there's the joy of the Lord, there's the confidence that he knows the way and he will bring us through. There's the knowledge that he's done it before and he'll do it again, and that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So we're not despaired. We're not discouraged. We keep pressing forward. One of the intriguing and captivating things about gold mining or gold panning is the hope, but yet the excitement and the thrill of perhaps this will be the day that I discover that nugget that I'm desiring, you know, or that gold mine or that great treasure. And really that's the great story out of the Testament, out of one of Jesus's parables about the person who has found a treasure in a field and goes and buys the field, and then he gets the treasure because there's that discovery. And I encourage you today, as we're pressing into the season of Christmas, obviously, is there's a lot of things capture our attention, especially family, busyness, and interaction, the joy of children and grandchildren, you know, around the tree, the memories we're making. But we'll press on, and January comes, but we've got something ahead of us that I tell you is going to be absolutely amazing. Now, there's four or five prophets that I tune into quite regularly. Dutch Sheets has been one of them for years, him and his brother Tim, great men of God. They've had a voice that speaks into this generation. Bill Johnson has become a voice to the world, actually, but especially to our nation in so many ways. And there's a number of other ones that are right on the top drawer, top layer. But we're hearing again and again through the different prophets that God is releasing a great awakening, a wave of anointing, a billion souls. Bob Jones said that 1 billion souls were coming into the kingdom, so forth. Now, you say, well, we'll wait and see. No, we don't wait and see. We believe and see. We confess and see. We agree and see. We don't just wait around with our hands, arms folded, daring God to do something big. No, we believe it. We accept it. We step into it by faith. Now, we don't know exactly how great or how wonderful it is going to be, because Paul said, no matter what we could think or imagine, it would be beyond that even. Now, dare I say, that sounds impossible, unbelievable. Okay, well, enough of that. It is believable because we have the faith of God. We're chewing on a delicious piece of scripture out of 1 John 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for God is love, and he that loveth is born of God and knoweth God, and he that loveth not knoweth not God. Okay. The tagline on my discussion today is Discipleship 101. All right. We have had Bible schools. We did a Bible school for 20 years and graduated hundreds of different students. And one of the things that we wanted to do was have mentoring, and we wanted to have discipling. Now, that's all terms that have really become popularized in the last, 30, 40 years, especially since the disciple movement that was really emphasized back in the 70s, when it went a little sour in some cases, but the truth of it is biblical. After all, how about the 12 disciples Jesus had? Now, what did that mean? It means that we're disciplining and training and molding and shaping and encouraging and teaching and forming them into an image that we believe is God's purpose for them or for the kingdom of God. Discipling. If someone was my disciple, I would like to think that they were going to pick up my anointing, my spirit, the revelations I have, and go farther, into the kingdom's work than I've gone, the disciple. Now, in Jesus's day, the disciples there was a multitude of them all over Israel, and the teacher would come into town, and the disciples would be lined up in a file, filing in behind them. The brightest student or the most promising one was right in back of the disciple, of the teacher, and then on down the line. And the dust of the robe of the teacher was on him, and that was an honor. That was like, give me some more. And that was part of what Jesus was involved in. He was a teacher, and so it was very common for him to just come into town with his disciples, because others came and went. But the difference in Christ was, and Jesus was, that he happened to be the Christ, and there were healings, and there were miracles, and there were great crowds. So it must have been an amazing thing. But listen to this. In this day, we talk about mentoring and discipling. Yet the evidence, scriptural evidence of being a disciple, is that you love one another. The Bible says, they shall know you are my disciples by the love that you have for the kingdom of God and for me and for Jesus. No. Hold it a minute. For the love that you have one to another. That's an odd statement. You'd think that you would know I was God's disciple if I was loving God with all my heart, and I was the most pious person, and I was a holy person, and I, I did holy acts. No, they'll know you are my disciple when you love one another. I've pastored most of my ministry in some form, in several different places. And the way the enemy breaks up a vision and a powerhouse church is drop in some discord among the brethren until they begin to distrust and are angry with one another. Scripture says that a divided house cannot stand. Our nation has been divided seriously in the last years. And it's been working a while, maybe longer than we know, but visibly that we can identify, at least for 20 years, 25 years, when some of the political leaders begin to bring up the races, different races. Now, the American vision and the American heartbeat is that we are blended together. There's no real color, it's all American color, because there's so many different nationalities. But about 25 or 30 years ago, the political leaders, especially the president, begin to divide by groups, begin to identify. And so we had to call people by, you know, Irish American, Italian American, African American, Asian American, so that we could start separating and dividing. And then it's become intense after that, talking about races and racial things and racist situations, until they've amped up what God really dealt with in the 50s, where segregation was gone and all those things were starting to melt away, and God was working at unifying our nation. Well, that is the opposite of loving one another. You cannot be divided, cannot be have racism, you cannot be prejudiced against a race of people, a class of people. You can't be prejudiced against the people across the aisle from you in church and have the power and the sweet fellowship of Christ. So, discipleship 101, love one another. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and he that loveth is known of God and is of God. All right. Now, with that in mind, what does God have in mind? I know what he has in mind. I know what he has in mind. He's got a test for us. I'm going to adjust my microphone here just a bit, my camera, and get that black spot out of your eyes. There you go. Oh, I love live video. Okay, we're not going to fool with that. There you go. I have been dealing with technical stuff all week, and I am the master of technical stuff. Okay, now, test. All right. Someone's going to come into your life this week, and you're going to be tested to love them. Don't take up offense. Don't take up offense. Oh, man. I'm prophesying my own test. The person in front of you is doing 20 miles an hour and you're late for work. The one that didn't hold the elevator for you and you needed to get in there quick. Someone who cut you off on the freeway or the highway. Someone who didn't do this, didn't do that. A brother or sister that disappointed you. Someone that lied about you. On and on and on and on it goes. They're all just a test to see if we're going to stay true to what God has said to us and what God has done for us. Amen. All right. I got to fix this right away because I want to say goodnight to you without fouling up my video for the day. Live video work. Okay, here we are. Now, we're not intimidated with momentary problems, are we? There you go. So, discipleship 101, love one another. Test coming up. Test warning. This week you will meet people. Someone will come across your path and it will push your buttons and you'll wonder if you are even a Christian. That's when you grow in the Lord. That's when you say, nope, I'm going to love that person in spite of it. Well, doesn't go away the first time. They come by again. I'm going to love you in spite of anything else. Comes by again. I tell you, if you'll exercise that muscle of love, not the feeling, not the passion, not the emotions, oh, it's so sweet, but the confession and the declaration that you will obey the word of God. And when you do, something will kick in your lifestyle, and you will be able to have the love of God flow out of your heart. For God is love, and he that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God not involved in it. All right. Now, Father, we declared it today that this is going to be a school. This week is a school of loving one another and being committed to the love of God for others. Discipleship 101. Lord, I'm a disciple of yours because I love these. I'm a disciple of yours because those unlovable people, I'm able to love them because of your love in me. Hallelujah. Well, bless you guys. And I don't say this just because it's the subject at hand, but I love you. Amen. I really do. Those I know. And those I don't know, I'm sure I would if I knew you. Now, don't forget, subscribe if you haven't done it. Pray for us too, by the way. We're not just needing subscriptions. We're needing pray for us. We thank you for your comments, your thumbs up, and sharing this with others is a big help too. Thank you for that. Until tomorrow, we will see you then, and we will rejoice together. Now, don't forget, if God's nudging you to send a gift right down there in the show notes, you can do that. Amen. Keep your smile on. Let your love go ahead of you. And let your love touch others around you in Jesus' name.